the action process today. All right. Super excited to talk about this. You know, it's so interesting. The inputs don't equal outputs. There are a lot of people right now who are putting a lot of time, energy, and effort into something, and that's something not giving them back in return what they expect and hope that it will. And so what happens is, and I know this for me, because I have come from being the massive action guy, massive imperfect action, to massively overthinking my actions and everywhere in between. And I have called this year the year of MIA, the year of massive imperfect action again. And setting that frame, setting that intention has been super incredible. There's even some stories that I've got that will be coming soon that I can't share quite yet, or I'm not going to share quite yet, of a huge example of MIA, imperfect action, inspired action, intentional action. But what you're seeing is that when you don't love the journey and the process of something or learn to like it, then the problem is it becomes unsustainable, because the longer you spend doing something and the greater you dislike the process of doing it, the higher the expectation you have on an outcome. And when the outcome doesn't happen, it tells your brain, don't do that. That's not worth it. And so for me, even, I've tried lots of different things at times when it comes to business. And some things work out well and some things don't. Where my brain's been trained is that quick actions are better than like long actions, or you know, small actions, small quick actions are bigger than long, slow, thoughtful actions. That's what my brain is trained, because a lot of the things that I've done have been the best. I've thought about the least. And what I find is that a lot of people are, and I know that I was, were overanalyzing and overthinking things to create a certain outcome. And the reality is, there are things that we can get close to certainty with. Like if I take this marker right now, I can most certainly draw out my name, right? Write out my name. I absolutely, with certainty, because I have the knowledge and skills. Think about if you were 2 years old, I can't hold on to it, right? But anybody who's an adult, you know, or even a kid, probably, I don't know, 6+ years old, can take a marker, can take a pen, and they can write their name out, right? Some maybe have no cursive. For me, I have a scribbled line when I typically am supposed to sign something, and, you know, everywhere in between. But I can do that. With certainty, I can do that. I can put this in my mouth with certainty, right? But we're trying to gain certainty in areas there is no certain result, whether that's having a business or creating content, right? All I can do right now is input, showing up here and doing what I'm doing right now. Now, there's things that can increase my chances and probability of this getting seen, of this getting heard, of this reaching people. That is true, right? Like right now it's live streaming. That is a step in the direction of making sure someone sees it, right? Because if I did this same thing right now and all I did was record a video, I have to then take another step, and that is uploading that video, right? And if I choose not to, for whatever reason, to upload that video, I just decrease my chances that anyone sees it, anyone hears it, except for the moment that I'm doing it, right? But by live streaming it, I add a step, I add a layer. Now, to the degree that I optimize the titles and the descriptions and the thumbnails and all those things, I give more layers to potentially more people seeing it. To the degree that I am more thoughtful in the way that I make these videos, right? Preparing, thinking, what am I going to say up front? I got to have the right hook. I got to have the right, you know, headline to this that hooks people in. And then I got to make 3 points. Like all these things could increase the chance of more people seeing it. But every day there are people observing people with 20 million views on a video. In fact, if anybody's from the full-time filmmaker space, there's a guy named Landon who now owns the company. And there's a like 3-second clip of Landon with the Apple Pro Vision thing on and in front of a, I'm going to blank out of the doggone vehicle, but the Tesla, the new Tesla Cybertruck. It's like 3 to 5 seconds max, and then just loops. And this one guy uploaded it on his Instagram account and said, wow, this is what our world's coming to. And it's got 141 million views. Now, did anybody make any money off that? I mean, Apple Pro Vision got a lot of exposure. The Cybertruck got a lot of exposure. did anybody necessarily know who the heck the guy was in the video? Did it go to full-time filmmaker? Did they make millions of dollars? I don't really know those details yet, but my guess is that the Apple Vision Pro and the Cybertruck got the most exposure, and then this random guy, to most people, was in the video. Right? They didn't know who he was, and they didn't go hunt him down and look for him. But that was something that was out of a bigger picture of something they were working on, but it in and of itself, the person who took the little snippet, uploaded that clip, it wasn't a highly edited motion graphics, well thought out, well scripted, well prepared, well executed, 1,000 people on the team. Like, none of that was in place yet. It got a lot of exposure. And there's this one guy, he has a channel. His name's Leon, I think, Hendricks. And he puts out some great content, but he got exhausted. I remember it was about a year ago. He said he was potentially going to be his last year. He ultimately committed that year. And at the end of the year, he's like, you know, I'm done with the way that I'm doing this. Because he had an idea that to sustain required capital, a lot of the videos, he's like, I want to combine entertainment with the personal development space and education and make these videos where it's not just a person like me talking to a camera, right? But rather it's a whole slew of things. He got brain scans. I got brain scans, but he spent $25,000 to do this whole rigmarole to showcase his brain scans. And the reality is he's like, I'm doing these videos and we're bringing out maybe one a month, you know, maybe two a month max, maybe one every month and a half. They're costing a lot of money. They're taking hundreds of hours of time and team and people. And he even recognized that he had one that was from a few weeks earlier when he made this kind of quote unquote final video and says, I'm going to podcasting. He's like, I just put one up that probably took 10 hours. I think it was 10 or 15 hours. And he's like, it got like 5 or 10 times the views as one that was prior to that, that took like tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours. So the problem right now is we can't guarantee the output, you know, the outcome with the input. Some people look like they're not putting much effort in and they get a big return. Some people are putting a lot of effort in and not getting a big return. Some people are putting a lot of effort in and getting a big return, right? Some people are putting little effort in and getting no return. But the thing isn't the effort in correlation to the output, right? It typically, to get a return of some kind, we have to do something, right? Doing nothing will guarantee that we don't get something, right? So me doing these right now has ultimately, and lowering the expectation that I need to get titles right and thumbnails perfect and the intros right and all these different things and overanalyze and overthink it, because my success will be more like this lady named Barbara Cartland, who had like 700, 800 novels in her lifetime. And none of them sold a ton, but collectively they all sold, I think, a billion copies. So she wasn't Tolkien or the Harry Potter lady, you know, where single books are selling hundreds of thousands or hundreds of millions of copies potentially. It was her collective. You know, you hear Picasso, I don't know where the book's at right now, but there's a story of Picasso. It's like he had thousands of works of art and very few of it ever did anything. Right. And so I relate. That doesn't mean you relate, but I relate to, I'm likely to have more success from my collective than the individual. Meaning there's not going to be one particular video necessarily that is going to make or break me. Right. I'm not going to spend 6 months crafting one of these because, quite frankly, in my life, this whole thing is like, I know I'm better in this way. Right. You might not be. But what I encourage you to do is to do something, because, you know, even if you take a Mr. Beast, we see a Mr. Beast of today and people are talking about and all these things. I think a lot forget where he came from and what he did. He did things like, I think it was Logan Paul, right? Like, if anybody doesn't know that, and you know Mr. Beast, go check out some of that OG stuff, because he did those kind of things. And then he sat there for 24 hours and did it. That was it. He talks about not having any money, not having any gear, couldn't afford anything. And he did these things. He was resourceful with what resources he had. And as he got more, he did more. As he got more, he did more. As he got more, he did more. As he got more, he did more, right? But you take something like him, he's one of the biggest YouTubers, but then you take Joe Rogan, and technically on some level, they probably have similar-esque reach, and exposure in certain aspects. I think Mr. Beast is still more, but at the same time, they're both up there and yet vastly different. Rogan hasn't, by and large, as a collective whole, changed that podcast in a decade, as a collective whole. You know, his studio's upgraded some, his equipment is upgraded some, but by and large, he's just had conversations with people and doesn't give a crap what anybody thinks, right? Whereas Mr. Beast started with that simple doing, you know, things in his basement with crappy video and everything else, and then building and building. And most of that, nobody cared. Most of that, nobody knew who he was. I mean, some of those got him a lot of exposure, but he just kept doing what he could do with what he had at the time that he had it. And then he grew. I heard a podcast the other day that's really big now. And he's like, you know, something like it's been around, I think, 4 or 5 years, but they thought they were so big, but like 80% of the something that happened, I'm butchering this, but it was in the last like 6 months. Like they had more views, I think it was, more views and subscribers had come in the last like 6 months than had come in the last 5 years. It was something like that, right? So think of how many people that when I'm doing this right now, there will be people that come in 5 years that never see any of this, never know who I am, right? And never know the stuff like that I'm doing right now. Good, bad, or indifferent of what it is, I'm doing it. And I've lightened the load. It makes it easier to do. So lighten the load, lighten the rules, lighten the expectations of what you have on yourself right now to take that action. You know, I just came out of a 2-year basically action rut. The last 2 years, I didn't take a lot of action. I did a lot more thinking and a lot more talking and a lot less doing. And I can tell you, that once I've been doing again, but lightening the load, rewiring my brain to go, don't worry about exactly what you have to say and how you need to say it and when you need to say it and, blah, 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 and doing all that, just do it. You know, I know that I can do this and I know that it impacts someone, and that's better than everyone, because if I do nothing, it impacts no one, right? And so for you, whatever that is that you want to do, and I've said this before in some other videos, you first, others second, do it for you. I do enjoy doing this, and doing this gets my blood going. It makes for a great day. I feel so much more accomplished by doing something like this and keeping it simple than not doing it at all and thinking about the perfect, right, you know, magical way to do it. And so for you, whatever that is, just show up and take that first step. Do that in perfect action, right? You'll get so much more to learn and so much more data to tweak, you know, if you do something, than if you continue to talk about doing something. I still don't believe, by and large, that people can learn how to ride bikes by thinking about it or by watching videos about it. They got to get on the bike and they got to fall off the bike over and over and over again. And then you learn and then you iterate until it clicks, right? And so for you, what is that? Where can you start doing that thing and building that muscle and growing? You can have the visualization combined with the action, combined with the, the learning and the planning and the preparation. You can bring them all together, but all of them in isolation aren't necessarily the best combination, right? Meaning if all I do is sit and think all day, it looks like I'm learning, but once you do, you'll have data that is different from what you thought it was going to be. And you'll make different decisions based on that actual data once you put it to action. Right? If all I do is take action, but I never analyze the action, I never probably improve. And then you really grow, and then you stagnate, and it becomes frustrating because you're putting all this action in and nothing seems to be changing. So you analyze what you did, and you have this cycle of learn, do, try, test, tweak, think, you know, and go back and forth by thinking about things, doing the things, right? But just change the expectation and keep it simple that it keeps you going. So trying to keep these under about 10 minutes. I think my timer's about done, but here we are. And I didn't put the timer on when it first started, but anyways, I appreciate you. Check it out. You can go to, hey, there it is. Look at that. It's like, hey, you're done. So you can go here, check out the mymechanic.net, whatever platform you're on, send me a DM. I do coaching. So for me, this is just a way to raise awareness and make an impact and give inspiration, encouragement, and energy and vibes to people who will potentially never, you know, I'll never know their name. They'll never reach out to me. But for any of you who want to dig deeper, you need additional support and help. Definitely send me a DM, reach out to me, send me a message, and see how I can help. That's what I do each and every single day. You don't have to schedule a call. All my coaching is done what we call asynchronously. So it's very flexible and easy for you to be able to get the support you need without having to worry about showing up at specific times, specific days. I am a freedom-filled, flexible guy. So that's how I do my coaching. I've done it for 5 years plus, actually, and it is super effective. So anyways, reach out, say hello, take an action today, take an inspired and perfect action, and there you have it. So rock and roll. Much love. We'll see you. Bye.